USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the clock is running out on curbing skyrocketing inflation. He didn't rule out more interest rate hikes as inflation runs at its highest level in more than 40 years. Powell adding the Fed's ongoing goal is to slow down growth without crashing the economy. AAA says the 4th of July holiday weekend will be one of the busiest times at airports all year. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg addresses ongoing concerns from travelers over reaching their destinations with delays and cancellations soaring.
There are going to be challenges, but we're watching it closely and we're talking to the airlines every day about their responsibility to make sure that they can accommodate any issues that weather or other curveballs might throw at them.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Turkey is lifting its opposition to Finland and Sweden joining NATO.
They have a lot of very advanced capabilities that they're now going to be able to devote to the alliance.
White House security spokesman John Kirby said it'll make a big difference in expanding and increasing NATO's reach. Kirby is with President Biden during NATO meetings in Madrid. The government is working hard to improve weather forecasts.
Government officials engaged two new supercomputers this week to help improve weather forecasting. The computers named Dogwood and Cactus ranked among the 50 fastest computers in the world and will help deploy more advanced realistic climate models. This is good news if you live in a region that experiences extreme weather because the new systems are able to respond faster. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Wednesday night's Powerball jackpot is an estimated $365 million. Good luck if you're one of those lottery players out there. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
Shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Law enforcement has recovered over $24 million of illicit drugs, including fentanyl and heroin. They were discovered earlier this week in an apartment in New York City. DEA New York Division Special Agent in Charge Frank Tarantino says they disrupted a significant wholesale distributor.
To the drug trafficking organizations and drug traffickers, I say this. The DEA is committed. In fact, we're doubling down on our relentless pursuit to hold those accountable who are causing the most harm in our communities. And we will hold you accountable.
The Senate is not in session this Wednesday, and Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, taking some time to speak with his constituents in Hazard, Kentucky. The senator touting his decision not to hold a confirmation hearing for former President Barack Obama's Supreme Court nominee, Merrick Garland, back in 2016.
I said, we're going to wait until the presidential election's over and let the next president fill the Supreme Court vacancy. The single most consequential decision I've made in my public career, which led, of course, to Justice Gorsuch.
The U.S. Department of Labor is finishing up an investigation into several Jersey Mike Subs locations. Authorities found the sandwich chain broke child labor laws by allowing 14 and 15-year-olds to work past 7 p.m. on school days and more than 3 hours on school days. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.